Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, this is another Thursday evening, and if this is Thursday, it must be Belgium. I swear, if anything can go wrong tonight, it's gonna.
No, everything's gonna go great.
We didn't have the auto sync on, and of course, the music didn't play, and I'm sitting here looking like an idiot. Well, a partial idiot.
And who are you?
Well, you're listening to LA Talk Radio. This is The Writer's Block. My name is Jim Christina. I am your host, theoretically, to The Writer's Block in M Studio tonight with Bobby Bell, who is just our permanent co-host and just love her to death. And she's, well, we call her Giggles around town, so. We have a really good lineup tonight. In fact, the whole month is great.
Yes.
We're just going to be really busy this month. Let's get kind of the stuff out of the way. Writer's Block is brought to you by Black Dog Publishing. The nice folks at Black Dog are for new writers. And now we're just going to start dealing with indie writers. If you're an indie writer and you want to get your book published elsewhere, give us a call. The number in Simi Valley is 805-795-3165. And we'll do the nice folks there would be happy to help you out. We're also sponsored by Out West, and Out West is your online source for top brands that are a reflection of the equestrian and Western lifestyle. Shop for unique and distinctive apparel, boots, hats, fashion accessories, home decor, books, music, and general merchandise. Did that all in one breath.
Pretty good.
National brands include Scully Leather Company. They're in Oxnard, actually.
Yes, that's their home base.
On Pacific, yeah. Rockmount, we used to be right across the street from Rockmount Ranch Wear, Dan Post Boots, and American West Handbags, just to name a lot. If you want to get a hold of Out West, their toll-free number is 877-340-9378. And their ticket sales for their Out West Concert Series, which is the fourth Friday of every month. And you have the Texas...
The Hot Texas Swing Band this month.
And I got to tell you, the CD, I love it. It's so
I'm
good.
I'm so glad you
We opened
it.
The show with one of their... I Ain't Dead Yet. I've got... They're wonderful. Give them a call if you're interested in going to one of their concerts. The number there is 661-347-9700. And, of course, we have our ever and omnipresent Target Freight Management in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, I'm just hitting things all over the place. And since 2009, Target Freight has had a full truckload service that is the best in the industry. Not only are they the very best at what they do, but they strive to make your shipping experience with a full truckload unparalleled. Call Target Freight Management, Target Freight Truckload today at 844-653-7789. Ask for Mike Matruski. And tell him you heard it here in the Writer's Block, and TFM will have a little something extra for you. And if you're an LTL shipper, less than truckload, getting your freight moved your way, the most expedient way possible, is what you want. One stop, no hassle. Call Target Freight Management today. Their customized traffic program is the finest in the industry. So call 888-653-1323 or go to www.targetfmi.com on the web for both their truckload and their LTL. And call them today. And they're just wonderful folks. So, what do we got going on? Oh, we got outside kinds of stuff going on.
I know. There's so much happening. Like,
this week is like gone by fast.
It really did.
This morning I was glued to the Senate hearings, and I didn't even get up and go to the bathroom. It's just like, oh. And there's all that going on. Plus, we got Bobby's busy, and I'm busy, and Jim's busy, and the bookie has been really busy. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to let everyone know that we are booked through January of 2018. Mm-hmm. So if you are a writer and you are interested in getting on the Writer's Block, whether you have been on before or not, make sure that you get your request in because we are booking fast for 2018. And I do have to say that new writers have precedent. But if the old writers have get slot booked, we're not bumping them. So new writers especially, get your requests in for a slot on the Writer's Block. It's become a very good show. If you want to call in and talk to the guest tonight, which you may very well, especially if you're a Western fan, the number here in the studio is 818-602-4929. Again, that is 818-602-4929. And that will bring you right into the studio and tonight's guest. And I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of some of his music. So before we do an introduction, so I know you're hanging there, Doug, so hang tough. And we're going to be with you in two and two, as I said a little bit earlier. Here we go. That is a cut off Old New Mexico Moon. That is actually the name of the song, Old New Mexico Moon, by an artist by the name of Doug Figgs. And let's see if he's on the air with us. Doug, are you with us?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well,
you?
I'm excellent. Hey, while we got you on the phone, let's give you a little bit of bio here. Mr. Figgs is a horseshoer, for those of you who know the correct term, is farrier, a cowboy, a Western music singer, songwriter, and 20-plus years of shoeing horses. He has earned the title of Certified Journeyman Farrier. That's about as high as you can get, isn't it, Doug?
That is the highest qualification right now.
Okay. And that is the highest level attainable through the American Farriers Association. In the past few years, he has turned his attention to his love of music with the emphasis on Western themes. His fourth album, A Cowboy Like Me, that's where that cut came from, Old New Mexico Moon, received the Rural Roots Commission's 2016 Traditional Western CD of the Year Award. As a member of the Western Music Association, he was named 2015 WMA Songwriter of the Year, and his song, Socios, is it Socios?
Socios.
I speak Italian, and Italian would be Socios as well, was named 2015 WA Song of the Year. He received the Academy of Western Artists Will Rogers Award for... You're good, dude.
Yeah, Doug is great.
Holy crap. You know, I mean, three quarters of this paragraph is awards. And
this is Western music royalty for our listeners that maybe don't know about this genre. We're really special to have Doug with us.
If you don't know who Doug Figgs is, by the time you're done with this show tonight, you will know who Doug Figgs is. He is, I mean, the guy is awesome. And I have to tell you, Doug, I had never heard your music before, and I'll be straight with that. I have never. And then Bobby gave me a CD last week. And she gave me a CD, and then she gave me one of you and Jim Jones.
Yeah, the Cowboy's Way.
Cowboy Way. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then she gave me one of the Texas Swing Band. And I got them loaded on a little USB thing that I plug into my car, and I have not taken it out since I got it. I love the music. And now I will get seriously about being a musician because I was a musician for a number of years. We talked about that this morning. And I've always appreciated music and musicians, but I tell you, very few musicians have the musicality that you have. And by that I mean that you can take your music and blend the lyric and your voice and make it listenable to anybody that likes any genre.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, because I'm not a big country music or Western music fan, but even though I've been in the genre my whole life.
Right.
But I to listen to your stuff, I loved it.
You know, Doug, Jim is a great example of our fan base, isn't he? You know, it's like once we get a listener to listen, they go, oh my gosh, what have I been missing all this time?
Well, I've heard other Western music.
Western music was something else.
I've listened to other Western music, and it doesn't strike me. Now, see, Jim Jones is another one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's got that musicality, and that's very special because not everyone has it. You can be a big-time music star and not have the musicality.
And not have it, but we really have it in so many of the top talent in Western music. I think it just pours out of your soul.
It must.
To the fingers and through the voice.
Well, being a farrier, too. I mean, you know, when you hurt your back, you got to sit down and do something. Might as well be picking a guitar and writing lyrics.
Well, 90% of my songs have been written while I'm out there working on horses. You know, today I trimmed 17 horses today, and in that time I wrote quite a bit on this next song that I'm working on. So, you know, that's everything comes from what I do.
Well, I'm sure. And you're also a horseman.
I like to hope so.
Well, if you haven't busted ribs, punctured lungs, you're not a horseman.
Well, I've got broken ribs and broken ankle, but no punctured lungs. So.
Oh, well, I got a bunch of them and punctured lungs and...
Well, the song that we started out with, Old New Mexico Moon, I know New Mexico is home for you, and you obviously find inspiration, too, in the landscape. Tell us a little bit about what it is to live in New Mexico.
Well, I mean, we love it here, obviously. This is, you know, we're not natives of New Mexico, but we've been here for 30 years, we don't want to leave. It's just that I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like you're a little bit back in time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're here in New Mexico.
Uh-huh. Now, we had an author on from New Mexico, and he said that it was really steeped in Indian lore and a lot of
mysticism. There's so much history and so many different cultural backgrounds
really?
All come together in New Mexico. Wouldn't you say,
well,
Doug, a little bit?
Yes. Similarly, I mean, California is actually the same as far as European history, Spanish. It was... The first horses that came into North America came up through New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and these were from the Spanish. I just we live actually on the El Camino Real, the Tierra Adentro, which is the
holy
trade
road.
Route that went from Mexico City all the way up to San Juan Pueblo. So we have a lot of that history. We've got it right here, right. Within our view, so every day.
In relation to the rest of the state, where is Lemitar?
We are about the middle of the state. We're right on the Rio Grande River.
Mm-hmm.
We're about an hour south, or, you know, 65 miles south of Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know where Albuquerque is.
Mm-hmm.
Went through it on a train once.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that the Rio Grande River actually starts in Colorado.
Oh, does it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We got a phone call coming in from New Mexico.
Oh.
I wonder who that might be.
Oh.
Let me see if we can get you guys hooked up together. Hold on just a second. Jim?
Yes.
Hey, what do you say? Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can get you guys merged. I don't know if I can do this. Yeah, so if somebody gets cut off, for God's sake, call back.
High tech.
We will call back for sure.
Okay, I think you guys are both
really
on now.
This guy is really a...
Okay, you're on.
Wanted in several states. You guys know that, don't you?
Yeah, I do know that.
We're talking with Jim Jones, who's just called in, also from New Mexico. And he and Doug are part of a trio called the Cowboy Way. How are you doing, Jim?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm at the Corrales Bistro with a whole bunch of Doug's fans.
I think we lost Doug.
And they all want to say hello, so okay, everybody. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Well, Doug, did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Okay, we still got you, right?
So there's kind of a delay, but so we have some questions we want you to ask, Doug. There's a bunch of stuff that people don't really know about him that probably they ought to know.
Okay, what was he convicted of?
Okay, what's your question? Give us a question.
Give
us your questions.
A quick question. Okay. Does anybody out there really understand that Doug Figgs, who is a farrier and a cowboy singer, is really an accomplished disco dancer?
Did not know, but we will ask him about that.
We did not know that.
Disco dancing. Okay.
Disco. I mean, think John Travolta and Staying Alive. I mean, he is that good.
Okay, well, we'll ask about that.
What other questions do you have?
What other questions do we have, guys? Quick, come on. I'm polling the crowd here.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Is alcohol involved where you are right now?
Well, in fact, it is a bar. That's true. I would have liked to have played in church tonight, but nothing was open, and so that's the best alternative. So. We could ask you. You asked me about Snoop Dogg too.
Okay, we'll
Snoop
do that.
Dogg.
Very familiar with Snoop Dogg.
All right, Snoop. I got that one, Jim. Snoop Dogg.
Okay, Snoop Dogg. All right.
Okay. Okay, you got one more?
One more.
I'm polling the crowd here. Yes. Is alcohol involved?
We get to say this stuff and then listen to it when it comes around.
I know. That's because you all are listening to it live.
That's why we're...
My God.
Are there any folks there that we would know? Are the Browns with you? Jim, are the Browns there?
You're kind of cutting out. Say it again.
Are the Browns with you?
I'm only catching part of what you're
saying. Okay, I was just asking if Joe and Linda and Jincy Brown were with you.
Jincy is here. Joe and Linda, we don't know where they are.
Okay.
Oh, well, say hi from us. Well, we love Jincy.
Yeah, say hi to Jincy for us.
We'll do it.
All right, Jim, we're going to turn the show back over to Doug. He's calling back in.
If we can find him, is he calling
in? He's getting out of control. I think you guys better take over.
Okay, take care, Jim.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye. Okay, would this be Mr. Figgs?
Do we have Doug back?
Here I am again.
Okay, thanks for calling back.
Well, Doug, you had a bunch of fans there with Jim Jones at a place in Corrales, and they have some questions for you. The first one, they would like to know about you and disco dancing.
Yes.
Yes, they thought our audience might like to know a little bit about you and disco.
They said that you put John Travolta to shame, right?
I refuse to answer that question.
You're going to stand on your fifth? Well, you know, you'd be standing on your fifth, not on the fifth. All right, the other question they wanted to know was, they wanted us to ask you about Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, yes. Do you have...
Snoop, yes.
Yeah.
He's sitting right here with me.
Long ears and a long tail?
He has radar ears. He's a little chihuahua.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, they have radar ears. That's a fact.
Well, I know we mentioned disco quickly, but it reminded me, Doug, that I know that a little bit of your musical background, you were inspired by a lot of performers growing up that we don't always think of as being Western. Tell us a little bit about your influences.
A lot of probably my biggest influences were Southern rock. Actually, the Marshall Tucker Band was one of my favorite
Love them.
Bands growing up. And if you really do listen to them, there's quite a bit of Western music that they do play
mm-hmm.
that really wasn't that wasn't necessarily thought of as being in the Western genre, but
mm-hmm.
lyrically, they definitely were Western.
Oh, I would tend to agree. I used to love Marshall Tucker.
And who else? Who else?
Yeah. Of course, the Eagles were always...
Wow.
Eagles were such a great band with their harmonies. Those kind of things were just fantastic on there. They had several Western songs also. The Allman Brothers were just, as far as musicianship, were just amazing to me. I liked Poco. I liked a lot of these.
Mm.
a lot of those type of bands.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I grew up with... Who did I grow up
That's
with?
That's who we grew... You know, the reason I love to ask that question is because so often people think Western music, you'd be... performers are influenced by some of the greats like Sons of the Pioneers and Roy and Gene and such. And you talk to folks like Doug and see it's who we all were growing up with.
Well, I grew up with Jefferson Airplane, which is
Jefferson
not exactly
Airplane.
A cowboy band.
Right, no.
You know, rock and roll was in its infancy when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had all kinds of, we had the Turtles.
Yeah.
You know, for Westminster.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Birds. Also, a kind of a country flavor to them.
Absolutely.
Who else? Love and Spoonful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Beatles. Yum, yum.
Yeah, there was so much going on in music at that time that it's amazing. The innovation that came through the 60s and 70s.
Well, you know, it's musicians like you and Jim Jones and golly, so many others that keep the musicality going. And I think it would be so easy for everybody to go to hip-hop, you know, even though I don't like hip-hop, and I just think it's a waste of my time. But there's a lot of people that do like
mm-hmm,
hip-hop.
Absolutely.
But
sure.
It makes no sense.
And there, I... Even now, I listen to a lot of different music because it seems like it's really easy to get stuck in one
mm-hmm.
one little deal. You get in a rut, and if you start listening to other music, you'll pick out mm-hmm. some little ideas to make it fresh and make it new.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
It's the same is true with reading.
Yes.
Or if you enjoy art, opening your mind to other
sure.
things within this within that genre, within that realm of art or reading or any of that.
Yeah.
Opens your mind up.
Well, once your mind gets open, I mean, you're able to allow stuff that you never knew existed
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, especially with music, because there's so much difference in the different genres of music. I mean, holy crap, there's just everything. And I don't even understand 90% of it anymore, so.
I've been wanting to ask you about your special weekend receiving the Wrangler Award. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. That was just like you said, that was special. it was truly amazing to us. We were treated so well. I got to meet some of my heroes.
Did you?
Robert Fuller.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Was best known to me as Jess on Laramie.
Right.
and he was, I think he's 84 years old, but I got to meet him. He was just as nice as he could be. It was so much fun. John Wayne's Ethan Wayne, and what was, I'm trying to remember the other son's name.
I won't remember.
But I met.
Oh, there's Patrick Wayne, Ethan Wayne,
sons.
Michael Wayne.
Patrick, exactly.
Patrick Wayne
and Ethan Wayne. It was so much fun just to see all these people, and they were just. I mean, they treated us really well.
The Wrangler Award is
truly an honor.
Such a prestigious award, and you all received it for the CD, The Cowboy Way, that you did with Jim Jones and with Mariam. And that was, you went to Oklahoma City, right? Is that where? Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's given out by the...
It's the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum.
Right. Formerly known as the Cowboy Hall of Fame, but I always struggle with the new name that they've now had for years and years and years.
And just getting to go through that museum was amazing.
Yeah, and that's
what a great place.
Such a prestigious award. Congratulations on that for all of
you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And then of course, you got lucky tonight, and drunk Jim Jones got to call in and harass you. I mean, how bad?
Keep him humble.
Does it get any better than that?
You got to stay humble.
Hey, look, we're going to play another one of your songs here. I think we're going to play like a Christmas for a Cowboy, which I just love this cut. So if you just indulge us, we're going to give that a little listen. This is Christmas, Christmas for a Cowboy.
The snow is blowing hard against the line shack door. He's not too worried though, he's been through this before. I guess this is gonna be just one more Christmas for a cowboy. He's got cows to feed and water. It ain't easy in this weather, but the wind dies down and the snowflakes fall light as a feather. Then he starts to thinking it can't get any better. Then Christmas for a cowboy. And Christmas is just another day. It's when that bright and shining star appeared to light our way. And if you look, you'll see it spells his name. It's Christmas for a cowboy.
Now that is exactly what I was talking about—the musicality.
Mm-hmm. It's and a vision,
oh,
and
you.
So
it's,
visual. You
it's,
can.
It's got.
You're
yeah.
right there. You can.
It's got a very good. And you know what it reminds me of? You listen to that song. I've heard about five times today. I just love that song. And it reminds me of it. It's just a cowboy who's up in a line shack in the middle of the winter, and he's by himself. It's all he's got is him, and his horse. And that's pretty much it. And then he's got to go out and feed the cows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of, and then he goes out and he looks for a Christmas tree. What a great story!
Thank you.
What inspired you, Doug, to put that together?
Well, I will tell you. I don't know if you know of a singer. He was in the 70s, I guess. His name was singer-songwriter. More in the gospel music realm, named Randy Stonehill.
Mm-mm. No.
Anyway, he was a big influence on me also. And I pictured Randy Stonehill as a cowboy. And that's pretty much where it came from.
Pretty much it.
It's just a wonderful tune. It gives you a sense of belonging, even though you know he's by himself.
Exactly, but he doesn't seem alone.
He's not alone.
Yeah, he's totally fine with.
That's a good story.
That life. Yeah.
How long does it normally take you once you've got your lyrics down? How long does it normally take you to put music to them? I can tell. I hit the question.
Anywhere from 15 minutes to. A year and a half.
Do some songs stonewall you, really?
Oh, God.
They don't want to be written?
I sometimes it just doesn't fit. But what I have that is been such a big help to me is Marium.
Uh-huh.
The other one of the Cowboy Way. He is a master musician, the best musician I have ever been around. And I take things to him, and he listens to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, if he just listens to it and plays along with it, man, I'm pretty happy because he liked it.
Man,
and I
yeah.
know it's pretty good. But a lot of times he will take something and he says, well, this will make it better. He will just change little things just to make things better musically.
Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm.
That's why he has so many co-writes on my songs.
Uh-huh.
He had a co-write on Christmas for Cowboy as he just helped me musically on that.
Well, the lyrics are phenomenal, and then the music is really, really, really good, too.
Does music sometimes come first and then lyrics later, or is it...
Sometimes. Mostly to me, though, it's lyrics, but...
Yeah.
But occasionally, I'll just be playing something, and I think I can find some lyrics for that, and I do. I think Life of an Outlaw was one of those that was... That's the first one on Partners.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a music first song.
Have you ever made a bet that you can write a song? Somebody gave you a title and you could write a song to it?
I haven't made a bet, but I have. some of my better songs have come from. Socios came from the Durango Cowboy Poetry Gathering. They have usually. A lot of these gatherings, they'll have a poster to advertise, and it will be some kind of artwork. And this Socios was a painting by Duke Beardsley, and the name of the painting was Socios. But it has kind of a, to me, it has, in my opinion, it was a vaquero style cowboy,
mm-hmm.
and. On this painting, and those are basically challenges for me to write songs, and that was a good one. that worked out well for me. So. There's one. I will be at the Durango Cowboy Poetry Gathering this year, and I have another song that I'm working on, and I was working on it today for the poster song.
Oh, was that the one you were doing when you were shoeing the horses?
Yes, sir. And it was, it's kind of different. It was a little bit hot today out there, and I was working on a song called 20 Below.
You've got a better time to write about 20 Below.
I guess that was kind of nice, actually. maybe it made me cooler today.
Does the weather get real bad where you live?
This is actually a pretty nice place. It really doesn't get cold.
Uh-huh.
It did get 20 below one time,
uh-huh.
but really, generally, it doesn't get really cold and it doesn't get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice place.
Okay, now you are a farrier. You shoe horses for a living, and that takes a lot of time and a lot of work, and you got to be dead tired at the end of the day, especially if you're like my old farrier who used to shoe like 20, 30 horses a day. I mean, he could just knock them out.
I could never shoe that many horses.
Well, he used to go. He used to do the rodeo guys, so he used to be in there all the time. But I can't imagine where you would find time to sit.
Or,
and put together
yeah.
music and do recordings and...
Or keep track of what you were thinking.
Yeah,
like, do you stop and write? Let me just stop a minute here.
Doug, there's only 24 hours in a day. And some of it you got to sleep. And then you got to drink a beer or whatever. So it's like, where does this time come from?
Well, if I'm... Like today, I was trimming horses.
Uh-huh.
Which is
probably time, right?
20 minutes per horse,
right?
Or 15 to 20 minutes a horse. I did 17 horses today, And I got several lines in my newest song. You're just underneath a horse, and it's just, you can, the horses don't talk a whole lot, so, they don't bother you too much, so you can, there's a lot of stuff to go through your mind.
Yeah, I know.
So do you, how do you capture what your thoughts are, though? Do you, are you talking, you know, do you have the mic on your phone, or how do you?
No.
No.
I think these lines just kind of go over and over in my mind.
In
15, like 15, 20 minutes, if I have something that I think they like, I will just go to the tailgate of my pickup and write it down.
There you go.
After that horse, and then go to the next horse. And then go over those lines again in my head and see if they work. And it's just that's been my best writing has been from under a horse.
Well, I hope sincerely that this is one of your best writing, because the song I'm about to play really caught my attention, and I played it like three times in the way here tonight. So I really, really, truly hope. And I'm going to take a couple minutes here and play the last song I'm going to be playing from you tonight, Doug, and it's called Play It For Me, and I absolutely love this tune. So hang tough.
Okay.
And this is it. This is Doug Figs and Play It For Me.
He was just an old cowboy. He wore a fine white Stetson hat, a cleaned and pressed long sleeve shirt with pearl white button snaps. He'd show up every time we played, sat under the Lone Star sign. He said, blue eyes crying in the rain, boys, won't you play it for me one more time? No one really knew him well, we just called him John. They say cowboyed on the bell, but those days are long gone. He lost his wife 10 years ago on a night that poured down rain. And with tears in their eyes, they said goodbye, they vowed they'd meet again. Were blue as the morning sky, boys, she was a sight to see. But until I meet her again, won't you please play it one more time for me?
Now that has to be one of your favorites.
It is, because this song includes several of my cowboy heroes. And one that died a few years back, who was a just the cowboy. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. If you look at him, he is a cowboy. He dressed exactly like like this guy in the song. Also the Bell Ranch is a big famous ranch in northern New Mexico, and another of my heroes had worked at the Bell Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And also some other people that would come into the place where we were playing, and as soon as they came in, I knew what song I was supposed to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they wanted to hear it, and so it just, a lot of people that are very special to me are in that song.
Well, I can see that. I can feel that. It's just a great tune. It's just really, truly is, and it's going to become. It's become my all-time favorite now. It just changed. I went from White Rabbit to Play It For Me. Anyway, Doug, we got to move this along. Can you tell us your email address and your website? Absolutely.
Are we going to ask the writer's block?
I don't. Question? Do we need to? Go ahead.
Well, I know you're looking at the time, but very quickly, tell us if and when you have creative block or writer's block, how do you get around it, if you ever have it?
I listen to different music. I listen to songs that I like.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same answer. Everybody gives us a little different.
Other music.
Yeah, and that helps to free your mind and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. We always have to ask that question.
Yeah. Hey, did you get your coffee mug today?
I did get my coffee mug, and there's not any coffee in it. There's orange juice.
That I can't help, but you did get your mug.
So tell us how our listeners can find you, Doug.
My website is www.dougfigs.com.
That's figs with an S.
Two G's.
Two G's and S.
F-I-G-G-S.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're on Facebook.
The Cowboy Way website is www.cowboywaymusic.com.
Okay. And email?
My email is figspainthorses2. @yahoo.com.
Okay.
Once you mail it for us, it'll always pop up.
Yeah, I challenge anybody to remember that one. Doug, thanks for allowing us to screw up your night and mess up your writing. And you know, it's been great having you on the show. And you know, you're welcome to call in anytime.
Thank you very much.
Anytime. If you got something, when your new album comes out or whatever, give us a holler, let us know. Thursday nights right here in LA Talk Radio, 7 to 8 p.m. In Los Angeles.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, I do have a new album that we are I'm working on with Nikki Daniel. We'll have that out in the next couple of months.
Excellent.
Exciting.
Well, give us a call when you get it out.
I will.
Okay,
absolutely.
Then. And thank you so much for allowing us to join you for the evening, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. And have yourself a good evening. And drink your orange juice healthily.
Sure will.
Okay. Take care, Doug. Thanks.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Henry, try calling back again. Doug Figs. What a great guy.
Oh, he and his wife, Kathy, such special people. They're just, you know, there's just such talent and wonderful folks in this Western music genre. I can't say enough about it.
I swear to you, I was so sold on this album. It just blew me away. And the one with Jim Jones. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Cowboy Way, yep.
Because, you know, we've known Jim a number of years.
Sure.
And Jim's a great guy, and he's been on the show. And, you know, his music is also spectacular. And these guys together, holy
Yeah, they have geez. Solo careers, and then they have this wonderful trio with Mariam.
They do, and it's just, I mean, to listen to them, it's like they actually knew what they're doing. I don't know. I just got nothing. I got a phone call from Henry Park. Let's see if Henry's here. Mr. Park, are you with us?
Yes, indeed.
What's going on, Henry?
Well, I'll tell you, first off, great to be back with you folks again.
Of course.
Let's see, the biggest news in the Western world is a disappointment.
Uh-oh.
After just two seasons, Underground, the series about the Underground Railroad, is not coming back to WGN or apparently anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
So they couldn't sell it off, huh?
No, their parent company, Tribune Media, has been bought by the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and despite a loyal following and considerable Emmy buzz, Sinclair says they want less expensive original programming.
Mm.
And as we know, aside from special effects shows, nothing on TV is pricier than period drama.
Right. Right.
Now, there is a petition drive going on. Remember, back in the 60s, that's how we kept saving Star Trek every year?
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I used to march around in front of NBC with an angry sign back in New York.
Did you really?
Anyway, I did, absolutely. I thought I was keeping that show on myself. And I may have been right. Anyway, I will have the link to the petition drive on the roundup. But, of course, the good news, Western-wise, on TV, is that HBO's Westworld is gearing up for season 2.
Right.
And AMC's The Sun, which airs their season finale this weekend, has been picked up for season two as well.
I thought that just started.
Isn't that how it seems? I have got to say, I have got all nine episodes they've had on already on my DVR, and I watched I saw the first 2 hours like months before it aired, which was great of them. But I mean, it's just so hard to keep up with everything.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this past Sunday was the 90th anniversary of the Paramount Movie Ranch in Agoura Hills.
Right, we talked about that. Everyone.
Right, and they had a really fun celebration that I'll be telling you about in the roundup. Also coming up in the roundup, I'll be reviewing Spirit Game, the documentary about the first lacrosse championship played on an Indian reservation where it belongs. And I'll be reviewing Hollywood Snapshots, a very interesting, entertaining collection of interviews author Michael Druxman did back in the 70s, mostly for Coronet magazine, with stars like Claire Trevor, Casablanca's Paul Henreid, Yvonne DiCarlo, John Carradine, Gail Sondergaard, even America's sweetheart Mary Pickford.
Wow.
You know, he's on our show next week.
Oh, he is?
Druxman is, yeah.
Is it the same Druxman?
Oh, terrific.
It's the same.
Michael Druxman, yeah.
Okay.
I'll call in and heckle.
Oh, I hope you do.
Oh, and one more bit of good news. When I join you on the microphone in studio on Thursday, June 29th,
yes, sir.
I'll be joined by America's other sweetheart, C. Courtney Joyner.
Oh, he said he's going to come on with you?
Yes, indeed.
Outstanding.
Oh, that'll be great.
Outstanding. Because Bobby Jean, of course, she's going to be in Chicago that week.
But I may call in that night.
I hope she does.
At least to be saying a big howdy from the Midwest.
But as I told her tonight in the green room when she said she was going to be in Chicago, I said, well, you know, I got Court Joyner and Henry Park coming in the studio.
I've been replaced. Yeah, I've been replaced.
Never.
You guys can keep it going for hours, so that's great. That is absolutely wonderful.
And, you know, you can read about all of this and more at www.henryswesternroundup.blogspot.com.
There you go. And we'll see you in studio the 29th, Henry.
I can't wait.
You and Mr.
You guys have a great night.
That was a terrific
interview, by the way. Doug Figgs is a terrific
performer. Isn't he a nice guy?
I'm so impressed with his Wrangler Award.
Oh. I'm impressed with the music.
Yes, yes. And then Cowboy
terrific.
Way. Yes.
Yep. All right, my friend. We'll see you Thursday the 29th.
I can't wait, but I will.
Okay, Henry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Henry. Good, so we're going to have Court in here, too.
Wonderful.
That'll be interesting. Well, as I just said, next week we have Chelsea Hickman, who is a playwright. She's finishing up her doctorate or something in Riverside, and she's written a play called Mercy Meal that has made it to New York, which is tremendous for
very
a first-time
exciting.
Playwright. And she's like 23, 24 years old.
Long career ahead of her.
And she'll be joined, not in studio, but on phone by Michael Druxman, who, of course, Henry just mentioned. He's in Austin, Texas, and he'd be joining us via telephone. And he's got a new book out. It's about stars and stuff of a certain heyday. So that'll be pretty interesting. Michael's a fun guy. And after that, we have, of course, the twins are coming in, Heisner and Bringus. They'll
Eric
be in studio.
Eric Heisner and Al Bringus, for those of you who haven't yet figured out who the twins are.
With Russ Avison on the 22nd.
Brothers from other mothers.
That's right. Man, those guys are a hoot. They're so much fun to have in here. And then, of course, the 29th, we have Henry Park, and we have C. Courtney Joyner. And let's see, I think we have, I have July's schedule here, too. Chris Formant is July 6th. Maggie Espinosa is July 13th. And Jeff MacArthur, whom the bookie and I went down to Burbank and had lunch with
a
couple weeks ago, will be in on the 20th. And Gary Phillips is making a return visit.
That's great.
On the 27th. And we like Gary, too. Gary's a lot of fun. So we got some really good stuff coming up this year, and this month specifically, and in July. And we just hope Bobby's in studio more than she's not.
Well, I haven't seen my mom in a year.
we get it, you know. It's like I spent, 3 weeks out because I blew myself up and had hip replacements and good God only knows what else. And the bookie told me, that's it, I'm done with hospitals. Married 15 years, been in the hospital 9 times. She says, that's it, you're done.
Oh, wow, 9 times.
Yeah, he says, you're done. I said, okay. It's easy for you to say that.
Well, I really enjoy being here, and I can't believe how fast a week goes from one Thursday to the next. I'm amazed.
And the show, once we get on the air,
yeah,
to it's over. It's over.
It's
and
over.
You go, whoa, what is going on?
And I will just say quickly that last week's guest, Travis Norwood, what a wonderful book and time we had with him. And I began to read his second book called Suspended Between, I think, and I'm about 40 pages from the end, and it's fantastic.
Is it?
Another great speculative fiction. Oh, fabulous. Just if you're looking for another good read, since we didn't do an author tonight, pick up that one.
Yep. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Pipe and Thimble down in Lomita has always got something going on the weekends. And they have a website, which is pipeandthimblepublishers.com, I believe. And go there and find out what they've got going on.
They're doing,
on.
Like, open poetry on Friday nights.
They do sleepovers, pancake stuff.
All kinds of things. Very fun, their programming that they've got going.
They're a fun deal. And I've got books going down there. They should be there probably tomorrow. And so my stuff's down there. So if you go there, make sure you buy one of mine.
And support independent publishing and independent writers.
Support your independent publishers and your independent
and
writers.
Entrepreneurial
true.
Booksellers.
That is true. And as I said at the opening of the show, Black Dog Publishing, we're now going to be dealing with independent publishers and independent writers as well. So if you are one and you're looking for a place to go get your book published, give us a call. And that's 805-795-3165. Throw in one more little thing in there.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing the matter with it. Shameless, shameless, shameless self-promotion. Okay, that's it for us on Thursday night. We'll be back next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And I guess we're out of here.
Good show.